Good morning, my brothers and sisters. God is truly good to us, and we should continue to give him praise for all that he does for us. Our lesson today is titled, Lydia, Called to Serve. The Bible passages are Acts 16th chapter, 11 through the 15 verses, and the 40th verse. 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 26 through the 30th verses. How many people have we known to have a head knowledge of God or Christianity? By that I mean they only know about God as a provider, protector, healer, and comforter. They don't know Jesus as their personal Savior and to be indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Such was the person Lydia. Paul and his missionary team were on their second missionary journey. This took them to Philippi. Since Paul was a Jew, on the Sabbath he would go to the synagogue to teach and pray. The town of Philippi did not have a synagogue because there were not enough Jewish men to have one. There needed to be no less than 10 men to have a synagogue. An alternate place of prayer and worship had to be established. Paul and his team found one such place by the river. While at this place of prayer, Jews and followers of God would gather. He entered a conversation with a woman who were gathered there. Lydia was among the women present. Her heart was opened by God, and she was converted and baptized. Lydia was a woman of means. As a seller of purple cloth, it was very costly and worn only by people of royal status, who also had the finances to pay for the cloth. She must have had a staff as well, people to help her weave, dye, store, and assist in the sale of the cloth. It is apparent that she was a woman of influence because when she was converted and baptized, everyone in her household was converted and baptized as well. After her conversion, she said to Paul, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my house." Three things occurred here. One, it was still not customary for a single woman to invite men to stay in her home. Two, she needed validation that Paul believed she was truly a believer by consenting to stay in her home. Three, she demonstrated a recurring theme, hospitality, when she opened the doors of her home to strangers. Finally, we come to where Paul is giving us a guide to God's nature. As we look to the beginning of Scripture, we see some of God's most dynamic leaders. We see Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Ruth, Solomon. Each one had a specific purpose in the way that they were nurtured and used by God. As we look in the New Testament, we see fishermen, tax collectors, physicians, and people of vile reputations transformed into spiritual warriors. Even now, in these current times, how many spiritual warriors and leaders can we say, "Wow, I knew them when?" We knew them when their lives were so far from God, it blows our mind at what God has done to and for them, as well as how he is using them. God doesn't need captains of industry, people of influence, and people of high intellect. He wants a humble and willing soul to dwell in and use for his purpose. And here's the miracle. He gives us what he needs us to have to achieve his goal. He places us where he wants us to serve to have the greatest impact. Each of us, as recipients, can't fathom how he did it. But we are thankful. While in our brokenness, he found us worthy. For that, we give him praise. This month, our lessons have shown four women that had a significant role in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They did this through financial support, being steadfast, establishing home churches, showing hospitality to strangers and sharing God's word, and being a leader in the family. The acts of these women and more demonstrate how God values us equally. We each have different roles, but we are equal in His eyes, and He uses us as He sees fit. His will to be done. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for being our Heavenly Father, for creating us in your image. We thank you, Father, for how you have blessed us and watched over us during these difficult times. We thank you, Father, how you continue to be our comforter when we are challenged emotionally and physically. We thank you, Father, for putting your Holy Spirit inside of us to dwell and to have your influence in our lives and guide us as we take this Christian walk, this journey. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us and in our family. We thank you for the protective hand that you place upon our homes every night when we go to sleep. And as you wake us up in the morning, we thank you, Father, for that. We ask you to continue to lead and guide each one of us, Father, and protect us and our families near and far. Keep that hedge of protection around us all. Continue, Father, to pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that need your healing touch. We ask you, Father, to touch them with a special portion of your grace and of your love, to let them know and continue to feel your presence around them at all times. We continue to pray, Father, for our pastor as she brings us the word this morning. Continue to anoint her and let that anointing fall fresh on each and every one of us as we hear the words that you have placed in her hearts this morning for our ears. Let someone be touched and moved to find you to live permanent in their hearts and in their souls to this day. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. We thank you, Father, for continuing to bless and undergird our pastor and give her the energy and the wisdom that she needs to lead this congregation and to be shepherd of this flock. We thank you, Father, for her. Continue to pray for her rest, restoration, for her wisdom, and that your hand be upon her at all times. We continue to give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you do for each one of us in our lives. And we pray that your will be done in everything that we put our hands to. We ask you in the name of Jesus these things. Amen. Be blessed, everyone. Have a glorious week.